This is Coast Radio News for Tuesday, April 7th, 2020. I'm George Henry. The City of Florence plans to move forward with construction projects that have been in the works for some time. Two projects will be going out to bid, according to Public Works Director Mike Miller.
One is a short little sewer project out on Rhododendron Drive between Treewood and South Harbor Vista Drive.
Miller says a property that has a failed septic system will be annexed into the city, which will allow it and other properties to be able to hook up to the city sewer. The other project is an ODOT-funded project that provides safe routes to school and will consist of adding sidewalks, ADA ramps, and other upgrades along Oak Street from 20th to 35th Street. It also includes a crossing on Highway 101.
In May, we will be having the pedestrian crossing on Highway 101. The rectangular rapid flash beacon project will be going out to bid.
ODOT awarded the funds for that project over the past winter. County Commissioner Jay Bozovich says the policy of not reporting COVID-19 cases to specific communities is a policy that was wholly vetted by the public health officials and not a policy developed by the county commissioners. Bozovich did say that he had a discussion with public health officials about the efficacy of breaking it out to more communities, but was advised that that could be problematic.
Once you say west of the tunnel, people can still drill down and figure out a patient's name and location, possibly.
While it may not be a popular policy with every community member, Bozovich says it does help to protect any individual that may be affected by COVID-19.
Really an issue of trying to protect patient privacy and also just not to let people get a false sense of security. If that reported positive in Rural Lane County is in Oak Ridge, that doesn't mean Florence is in the clear.
Commissioner Bozovich also passed along the policy developed by Lane County Public Health that includes the Oregon Revised Statute, which says reporting of information obtained during an outbreak or disease is not subject to disclosure under public records law. The Oregon Health Authority has released new totals in the COVID-19 pandemic, which includes two additional deaths related to the virus. One was a Washington County man in his 90s, and the other a Marion County woman in her 70s. Both had underlying health conditions. 65 new cases were added to the totals, bringing the number to 1,132 people infected with the virus. That includes two new cases in Lane County. One is a man in his 40s within the Eugene-Springfield area who is currently stable and at home. The second is a woman in her 40s who lives outside the Eugene-Springfield area who is also medically stable and at home. The City of Florence over the next several weeks will be doing its annual spring testing of the city water's backflow assembly. Residents may recognize trucks from Olson LLC in their neighborhood and may receive a knock at the door to notify them that their water will need to be shut off for a few minutes to conduct the test. Megan Messmer with the City of Florence says Olson LLC employees will be practicing safe distancing during any interaction that they may have with homeowners or the public. The city has even released photographs of the three service people conducting the tests. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, April 7th, 2020.